Kale and Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
Because of a murder investigation that's happening, there are areas, roadways in and around Kelly Drive, Fairmount Park, in which those areas are shut down. And so that traffic commuter alert going out this morning, roads shut down until further notice as Philadelphia police are investigating that scene. They say they're searching for suspects accused in that mass shooting that happened tragically in Philadelphia last night. Two people are dead, a man and a woman, nine others wounded this morning after what is being described by police and Commissioner Kevin Bethel as a mass shooting in Philadelphia's Fairmount Park that happened last night. It happened, the gunfire erupted around Lemon Hill Drive, Poplar Drive. This happened about 10:30 last night as there was a huge celebration. A lot of families who had had a big barbecue for the Memorial Day, you know, weekend. And so many of the victims that are, we're told, that are injured, that are suffering gunshot wounds, that were wounded, are teenagers between 15 and 17 years old. So we don't have all the ages or conditions, but we know that for sure a man and a woman, we don't know if they're a couple, middle-aged couple, we're told, they were killed when that gunfire erupted. So we don't have any suspects. We don't have suspects' descriptions.
Shocking.
We don't have much information. We know that it's an active mass, what they're calling a mass shooting investigation that's going on still this morning, overnight.
Have you guys ever grilled in a public park?
Yes.
Have you really?
Mm-hmm.
I never have. I've never had the interest. I don't understand why people do it. I certainly wouldn't do it in Fairmount or in Philadelphia or anywhere in this godforsaken city, but never been my thing. I like grilling at home. I don't trust putting my meat on somebody else's grill. Just saying.
Well, I will say Fairmount Park, there are a lot of huge gatherings where people gather as well in, you know, I think about the Wissahickon Forbidden Drive. You go all in there over the weekend. People, it was packed.
Yeah.
And people bring, I mean, the entire, they bring, you know, huge, you know, amounts of families.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Eppolito says they're celebrating Krasner's big win.
Stop.
It's a Krasner cookout, folks.
It's a sin.
This story, by the way, making national news.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was a Philadelphia, we're number one. We're number one.
Yeah, take that, Chicago.
Yeah.
So we have a story this morning as well, thinking about the true meaning of Memorial Day, right? This is a veteran who served in Iraq, pushing lawmakers to end what's called the Wounded Veterans Tax. And he's actually a double amputee. He's Army veteran Dan Nevins. He was forced to medically retire from the military after he lost both of his legs. This was in combat. He thought, he says, he would be taken care of in a financial way. And he soon discovered, he says, the so-called Wounded Veterans Tax, which means it's a federal policy prohibiting certain injured veterans from receiving both their full retirement pay as well as disability compensation. So this, as he was speaking out on Memorial Day weekend, as he was saying, it's an issue that impacts about 50,000 veterans. And so they're pushing Congress members to please, you know, change this law for people who've suffered, you know, these devastating, life-altering disabilities.
Yeah, push them all the way to the brink. That's embarrassing. 50,000 people that served their country that lost their limbs and they're fighting for scraps. It's embarrassing.
So to your point, Nick, it's veterans who have less than 20 years of service and a disability rating right under that 50% mark. Now, in this case, he's both of his legs, you know, he's a double amputee, lost, you know, both legs blown off there in Iraq, suffering those severe injuries serving our nation.
Yeah.
So, you know, it has to do with your disability rating, and that's what's going on here. And they're saying, get rid of this for those, you know.
Yeah, but we have $350 million for Zelensky, but my rating's not higher enough to get compensated.
Okay. Well, yeah, I know you'll get to Volodymyr Zelensky, a lot of news with Ukraine, Russia. Speaking of Memorial Day, that theme, many people in, as far as in our region, I'll take you to Delaware County, where all these volunteers, they had dedicated their time volunteering in Delco to remember the resting and protect the resting places of America's heroes. So this has to do with a cemetery specifically in Glen Mills, again, Delaware County, Glen Mills Cemetery. So all of these volunteers coming forth because that cemetery, ancient cemetery, really, these are individuals buried in the cemetery, served in the military during the Civil War, back in the Civil War. So this was a very rare group, they say. U.S., and I'm quoting here, they're known as U.S. colored troops who served in the Union Army during the Civil War. Back in the day, 1863 to 1865, 160 regiments of African-American troops that served in the Civil War at that critical time. So all of these volunteers, many of their descendants, actually volunteering at the cemetery because it's overgrown and unfortunately it has been vandalized. And so coming together just in a really beautiful way over the weekend to make sure that they could mark Memorial Day with a newly beautified cemetery. You can still get out there and volunteer, and they're asking for volunteers.
Yeah, hopefully people took a moment over the weekend to appreciate all these veterans so that we could do the silly things that we do and take it for granted.
Yeah.
Well, luckily, the people in Fairmount Park did.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right to bear arms. Blow people away, I guess. Like the Wild West.
I wonder if the fight was over, like, space. You know what I mean? Like this is my...
Or potato salad.
Well, yeah. Because, you know, when you go out to these public parks and there's a lot of people there and you're like, this is my area. Like,
yeah.
Do you have to rent that?
Well, they did in Married with Children when Al rented the grill and then he got into the fight with the Ritzy family that claimed they didn't belong there. Like, it's all an episode of Bundy, man. They've covered it all. True story. Season 5.
I know.
And do you have to cordon it off? Like, how does that work?
You put up caution tape.
Or do you just show up? Is it like, you know, when you're on the beach and you just put your stuff down and be like, well, this is my spot now.
It's public space. I would assume first come, first serve, right?
Wow.
Yeah, I know. We had multiple shootings at gatherings across our region. And by the way, I was looking for anything South Jersey, Sea Isle City, as far as Ocean City, New Jersey, Wildwood. I don't see any ruckus there. Further north, obviously, there were, you know, it was a record weekend down the shore. I talked to many businesses. We were in Sea Isle City, but...
So no issues with the Utes and curfews or anything?
In Seaside Heights,
uh-oh,
they did have arrests, about two dozen arrests.
That's a dump.
Excuse me, 70 arrests.
70 arrests.
With
wow.
Juveniles making up about 24 of the 70. But this is Seaside Heights over the Memorial Day weekend. So they did have disruptions, unfortunately, along their boardwalk, plagued with violence over the holiday weekend.
North Jersey trash beach.
Mm-hmm.
I know, it's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. By the way, did you see Nick Sirianni and his family were in Avalon?
Oh, nice. They're Avalon goers,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, they showed up to some restaurant or bar or something like that, and everybody did the Fly Eagles Fly chant.
Ah, beautiful.
Nice.
Did everybody get the Eagles chant spelled correctly?
It's got to be annoying.
Fly Eagles Fly.
It's got to be annoying for them. They can't go anywhere about that.
I know.
I'm hearing that.
Everybody thinks that's a great life.
Yeah.
And you just can't go anywhere.
I just want to hang out with my kids.
I don't care about Jalen Hurts right now. I just want a Corona.
Like screaming about the Eagles. These empty lives they have.
How was your four-day weekend, Greg?
Oh, my God.
You need a fifth? we'll come back tomorrow.
He's glad to be back to work, clearly.
He is.
We were in Ocean City, Sea Isle City. Shout out to Mike Seafood. Had some of the delicious food
there.
Are they
paying you for as much as they? Okay.
All right. Plus, I can joke about, you know, Mike's famous... The balls,
yeah,
the blue balls,
yeah.
The crab balls,
big balls.
Tell Mike that if he needs all this airtime to pony up a little bit. All right, thank you.
I ate 3.25 pounds of snow crab yesterday.
Oh,
yeah, wife surprised me.
Aw,
I came home
wonderful.
From dawn. I swear, I came home Saturday from golf. It's about 7 o'clock at night. Last kidney stone's about to be passed. I get in the shower. I come downstairs, put some icy hot on, open up the fridge. Big bag from Acme, snow crab, 4 pounds.
Nice.
4 pounds for $20.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know. Wife was like, I thought it was too good to be true. I'm like, did we just hit the lottery? She goes, just shut up and enjoy it. It's for Monday. I said, yes, ma'am. A little butter on the side, please.
Nice. Well, you guys deserved it. You had a rough, and your daughters too, rough couple of days.
Now my fingers are busted up because my crab cracker didn't work well, so I was in there like Tom Hanks on Castaway on the island, just gnawing and ripping it apart.
We need
like
a savage. All right, we know what we need. Housewarming gift for the Kales, a high-quality crab cracker.
Correct.
That's right. And some big balls delivered to Greg Stocker, Mike's big balls.
Yes.
Crab balls.
Hairy balls.
Can you, yes.
I'll get to the sponsor.
No. I just mean, you know, what? Pony up.
Yeah, Mike.
My Lord.
We are sponsored by.
Nobody rides for free here, okay?
Big balls.
Except them.
Yeah.
American Heritage Credit Union, your sponsor this Tuesday morning as we get underway. Forecast in just a second with Nick Kale. Achieve your goals with certificates as well as IRAs from American Heritage Credit Union. Enjoy high earnings averages and a wide range of terms. Just visit them. AmericanHeritageCU.org/certificates. Start your saving today. Insured by NCUA. Not a member. Join today, American Heritage Credit Union.
So apparently Mark on the YouTube chat says you have to reserve the only if you use canopies. So if you're tenting or if you're barbecuing out there in Fairmount Park, if you use a canopy, that's the only time you have to reserve it.
A canopy.
So first come, first serve.
Okay.
What could possibly go wrong?
Haymakers and uppercuts.
You're right, though, about the just, you know. Stay
home. That's why they created decks and Blackstone grills. Just hang out in your own place.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
But will you need a tent for the forecast or, as the Atlanta Braves come here to Philadelphia, beginning a new series, 6:45 tonight.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So weather-wise.
Yeah, today it's going to be, right now it's 56 degrees, as Dawn said, going up to 75. Slight chance of a shower, but just mostly overcast. Then tomorrow on Wednesday, 58 and rainy. And then we return to good weather, mid to high 70s the rest of the week, sunny weekend. But
we've had a lot of rain.
That midweek rain. It's just atrocious.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to go to work on a Tuesday or Wednesday anyway. And you throw in 58 on, what, May 30th?
Yeah, that's why I'm so grumpy this morning.
Yeah.
I need another day off.
There you go.
I'm like the rest of the Delaware Valley, trudging into work at 6:16 in the morning, being like, can I have another day, please?
Oh, well, maybe you have one of the 20 toughest jobs in America. Talkers Research. We'll get to that coming up later. Weather brought to you by MTRuhl.com, your Generac generator experts. That's MTRuhl.com. All right, we'll come back, get to a Tuesday big take as we get the week started on Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. But first, let me tell you about my friends at Piazza Auto Group, and we are talking about the flagship brand, and that would be Honda, where you can level up the fun this summer in a new Civic hybrid sedan or a hatchback. From our friends at Piazza Honda, the Civic Hybrid has received the honor of being named the 2025 North American Car of the Year. With an impressive 50 city or 47 highway MPG rating, the sporty Civic sedan now comes with the efficiency and excitement of hybrid performance. Visit Piazza Honda of Philadelphia, Langhorne, Pottstown, Reading, or Springfield today, where you can browse over 200 hybrid vehicles online. You can check them out right now, PiazzaHonda.com.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app. The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, the Big Take this morning, searching versus succeeding. Memorial Day weekend is in the books and the unofficial start to summer has arrived. And you know, summer is about memories and Democrats, they have memories. Remember when Bill Clinton talked about closed borders, stopping illegal immigration, and deportations? Remember when Barack Obama talked about cutting the waste, fraud, and abuse in our government? Distant memories for the Democrat Party as they are still searching for an identity that can win, a candidate that can relate to the masses, and a message that can resonate. Headline from the New York Times over the weekend, quote, Democrats still searching for a path forward. Months after 2024 election. And get this, they write the following. The prospectus for a new $20 million effort obtained by the Times aims to reverse the erosion of Democratic support among young men, especially online. It is codenamed SAM, short for Speaking with American Men, a strategic plan, and it promises investment to study the syntax, language, and content that gains attention and virality in these spaces. It recommends buying ads in video games, sports broadcasts, among other things. The Democrats just blew another $20 million. Sound familiar, Kamala? Study the syntax. You already lost. Written and worded like some Ivy League elitist donkey. The left is spending $20 million to figure out why nobody likes them and why younger men love Donald Trump. Let that sink in for a moment. I could tell you in 20 seconds at a fraction of the cost. Democrats, I'm available for $2 million. Stop telling men they are sexist, that they are racist, that they are transphobic, that masculinity is toxic, and being fat is positive. In a nation of 350 million Americans, the Democrats don't have a single relatable male that can talk to men that can run for president. How on God's green earth is that possible? By the way, it's glorious. This is the culmination of 60-plus boomer women, formerly liberal, who fell by the wayside of progressivism and the woke virus, plus the under-35 demo of raging Karens, beta males, fringe gender and sexual orientation communities. This is what you get. You ostracize perhaps the largest voting bloc in America. An almost impossible feat to pull off. Stephen A. Smith joined Chris Cuomo on News Nation, and they sparred and disagreed on the political pendulum swinging back to the Democrats. Listen and watch this.
What'd you say, my man?
Sure. I don't think it's going to swing back. I think that the Democrats are in grave danger of losing the midterms. I think stuff like this is going to linger. Mm-hmm. And I think stuff is, well, you got a guy like Trump who will continue to remind everybody about fake news and all of this stuff. And they don't realize that every little thing that they do that leans towards this kind of stuff to point the finger at them about, it all of a sudden it brings into everything you accused him of. And no matter how right you may have been, there's so much wrong along the way that you're perpetually staying.
Yeah.
And that's how I look at them right now.
Right. And especially in a gotcha game. If, you know, there's no winner. Yes. And the only thing I would say
is a gotcha game.
The midterms are going to be about the economic realities at home. And that's going to be the measure. So we'll see.
To further illustrate the point Stephen A. Smith has made, we have these new polling numbers courtesy of Newsweek. Headline, Trump's rising approval rating amongst Democrats comes as his general approving ratings have been ticking up. They write, in a poll conducted between May 18th and May 20th, Trump saw a 4-point bump with Democrats and a 5-point boost from black voters. Trump is also seeing gains with Latino voters in the latest Washington Post Ipsos poll, as well as the newest CNN SSRS poll. The Democrats in the media have lied to you continuously for over 5 years. Hell, you can call it well into a decade. And that is the identity of today's tag team known as the Left and Legacy Media. And now even Jake Tapper of CNN, he's in spin control mode to salvage what's left of his career. Here he was this weekend on BBC, looking quite fatigued. Listen and watch.
To be transparency by leaders when it comes to their health. And I would argue that some of the skepticism we've heard from Democrats, Republicans, and doctors, I have no idea what's true, what's not true. All I can say is, like, that lack of confidence in the transparency that's being offered didn't come out of nowhere. And three, like this, or C, I'm really bad at that. And C, this applies to Donald Trump too, and every future president. Donald Trump has released like nothing about it.
What can't he lie about? Jake, they lied to you. They lied to us. You were the message boy, their errand boy, their lackey. Maybe the boss can save the Dems. Rolling Stone with this headline. What Democrats can learn from Bruce Springsteen? They write, Springsteen's patriotic framing of his onstage criticism seemed to get under Donald Trump's skin more than any words from Democratic politicians. That's pretty funny, yes. Please lean into a 75-year-old washed-up musician who has made a career claiming to be something he isn't. That'll pay dividends. But here's where we are at this point in time. If politics was the animal kingdom, Democrats would be the weakest predators in nature. And that's not my claim. Those are the results of a New York Times survey. Headline, U.S. voters were asked by the New York Times to compare political parties to animals. And Democrats were the weakest, slowest kind. They found some voters think the Democrat Party should trade the donkey for the sloth or a deer in the headlights, according to the revelations of a consultant who's conducted more than 200 focus groups on Democrats. Democratic researcher Anat Shenker Osorio told the New York Times that voters that she's spoken with tell her the Democrats would be the meekest and slowest members of the animal kingdom. Shenker Osorio will typically ask the swing voters in some 250 focus groups to compare the two political parties to animals in hopes of getting people to divulge their true feelings. The difference between the two sides is stark as the Democratic Party continues to lose support amongst key demographics and has poor approval scores. Dems are usually labeled as tortoises, slugs, or sloths by voters, Shenker Osorio told the Times. One Democratic woman who lives in Georgia even said earlier this year she sees the party as, quote, a deer in the headlight. You stand there and you see the car coming, but you're going to stand there and get hit with it anyway, Shenker Osorio recalled the woman saying. Meanwhile, Republicans are typically seen as lions, tigers, and sharks by voters because those animals are, quote, apex predators, the researcher told the New York Times. So while the Democrats are searching, I would argue that MAGA is succeeding, especially on the MAHA front. Late last week, as people checked out for the holiday, RFK Jr. and the Trump administration officially released the MAHA report. Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has released the first major report for his Make America Healthy Again platform, and it has provided some insight into where he wants to focus the agency, which includes targeting processed foods and vaccines, a new regimen of standards, and ending chronic disease. This would include COVID vaccines and boosters, not recommending them for children who are at no risk, and also providing the true data about the knowns and the unknowns of the COVID shot. Here's Dr. Marty McCary. Listen and watch.
I mean, look, if somebody comes to you 52 years old and perfectly healthy, and they're asking you, should I get my fifth or sixth COVID booster? I mean, I have not, I don't have any evidence to inform an educated, strong recommendation.
It's been a guessing game.
Evidence, inform, educated, strong recommendation, guessing game. Doesn't sound like an endorsement to get shot number 7, 8, or 9, does it? Seems logical. Tell that to Gail King, though, of CBS Mornings. Listen and watch this.
You know, listen, I just went and got my booster. Just last week, I went and got one.
Oh, wow.
I know, because I'm very diligent and very afraid. But I know so many people of all ages that say, I'm done. I'm not getting it anymore. So,
you know, according to UCHealth.org, only 14% of children had the latest booster entering the 2024-2025 school year. And according to the CDC, only 8.3% of Americans have received the latest booster shot. Can't blame them. Late last week, in a new Senate report, details emerged that showed the CDC and the FDA officials were well aware of the risk of myocarditis following the mRNA injections, and they took steps to downplay them, according to a Senate report. The New York Post writes, quote, starting in February of 2021, federal health agencies had been alerted to large reports of myocarditis in young people who received the Pfizer vaccine, but waited until late June that year to adjust the vaccine labels to make the side effect known to the public. That's pretty damning. The Democrat Party, the legacy media, Big Pharma, and all of their cohorts knee-deep in a search to regain trust, credibility, and respect, which was thrown away in order to keep two disruptors out, DJT and RFK, as both continue to slowly implement and succeed in their blueprint of making America great again and making America healthy again. And that's the big take.
The big take on Kale and Company.
All right, big take. If you want to jump in, 855-839-1210, the phone number. You can also get on X at 1210WPHT. And, of course, the YouTube chat, youtube.com/at1210WPHT. Hit the like and subscribe buttons while you are there. All right, Dawn, your thoughts. I'm not sure if, did you guys talk about the MAHA report on Friday with Bobby Kennedy? Your thoughts on that?
I did. As far as that goes, I thought it was, I mean, it was staggering. Those statistics that, 40+% of kids have obesity and have all of these different problems like, you know, autoimmune disorders or chronic conditions.
Yep.
and going through the 69 pages, just going through the whole report and thinking, oh my goodness, you know, we've just been poisoning our kids. And oftentimes we have these conversations. Even my husband and I were like, I'm rarely sick, mm-hmm. right? And you think about how many times your kids are sick or have these things that you've never had yourself. You think, what the heck? What is going on here?
Yep. I mean,
so you're right in saying, I think just, and they're right in saying, let's restore confidence. So I support them saying, hey, before we go forward, let's just have the proper studies that I think we had in the past, right?
Well, yeah, but like, why do I always find out about the failures of masks or the failures of these COVID shots from these foreign studies that are done in Switzerland or London or these high-ranking medical prestigious, you know, institutions, if you will, across the pond? I never get them here in America. And then I have guys like Dr. Marty McCary, Dr. Jay Bhattacharya. I would love to just have a round table. And this is just my personal opinion. I will never get another COVID shot the rest of my life. I don't care if 14 variants come out in the next 12 days, never getting another shot for it again. But I would love to just have all of these people with because I'm not about silencing dissenting opinions. So let's get Dr. Bhattacharya. Let's get Dr. Marty McCary. And then let's get guys like Dr. Peter Hotez and the guys that are, you know, banging the drum for, you need booster number 7. Get booster number 7. Get them all in a room together and have them present their data as to why they are of the opinions that they are of. And then let's have a conversation. The fact that we had to have guys like Bhattacharya and McCary, basically, if you think about it, a lot of the health people that Trump has put into his cabinet and his administration are all people that were pretty much blackballed by the medical community, right?
Yeah.
Like Bobby Kennedy, McCary, Bhattacharya, on down the list.
Now they're the renegades. The fact that NIH devotes only about 4 to 5% of its budget to nutrition research, what about that? 70% of a child's diet is ultra-processed foods. And we've talked about this in foreign countries. The reason they don't even want our beef, for example, is because of, I guess, what we're feeding the cows or what we're pumping in with the antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
And so other countries, we make it differently because what was the one stat that stood out? I think 2/3 of American calories are ultra-processed grains, ultra-processed sugars and fats. And so we don't even realize it. Even if it says healthy on the label, we're being told it's healthy, and in fact, another country would not accept that same food. So they have to sell it over in Italy or Europe or Africa or wherever. They have to make it differently, and they do.
Yeah, yep.
So they know it.
Yes, yes, and they use, what, 80% less ingredients?
Yeah.
Your average item in America has 17 different things in it. Over in Europe, they have 3 or 4, and maybe it doesn't last as long, but it's healthier, probably the same price. Just amazing. 855-839-1210. Then I just want to round back to the beginning of the big take. I couldn't believe this. I got this. Somebody sent, I don't know if it was Harry or somebody sent this to me on Saturday morning, and it was the link to the New York Times. Democrats spending $20 million to reach out to young men through video games and sports broadcasts.
Sam, Nick.
Sam. Dude, can you believe that? You talk about just burning and lighting cash on fire. Mm-hmm. You could come right here and talk to Dawn's sons, Greg Stocker, myself. Dawn, your boys are how old? 18 and?
And 21.
18 and 21. Okay. I'm 41. Stocker's a couple years older. And we could do it. I'll take $2,000 right now. I'll give you 20 seconds of my time, and I'll tell you how you reach men. And these buffoons are dropping $20 million, and then the way they word it, the syntax, nobody knows what that means, man. Nobody.
By the way, the article written by Sean Goldmacher is Democrats still searching for a path forward.
Yes.
I mean, just can you imagine? The best part of the whole entire article is them saying Democratic donors and strategists have been gathering at luxury hotels to discuss how to win back working class voters. That, and I'm sure he did that on purpose, but that sentence says everything you need to know about this, that they're gathering at luxury hotels
mm-hmm.
to say, you know what we need to do? Start putting things in more video games, because that's what the men are doing. That's what the young men are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bunch of out-of-touch dummies.
They really are. They really are. All you have to do, go to the Phillies-Braves game tonight. go out to the parking lot where dudes are tailgating and drinking Miller Lite, getting ready to watch Ronald Acuna take on the Philadelphia Phillies. Talk to those people. Go to a sportsbook casino. Go to a beer league softball game. Download the latest Xbox or PlayStation 5. Put a gamer headset on. That's where, I mean, think about what Trump did. And this is actually really just to show you how simple this was. Trump said, all right, and I'm just, you know, totally bloviating here and hypothesizing. Trump sat down. He's got a kid. His name is Barron. Barron says, hey, I've got a buddy named Bo. You remember him. You remember him, right, Dad? We'd have the Barron and Bo sleepover, and we'd play video games all night. And we're going to reach out to podcasters, YouTubers, gamers, streamers, all the stuff that 16 to 24-year-old demo does, and we're going to reach males that way. And then Trump's like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to go to UFC 314. I'm going to go to the college football playoff championship. It's not rocket science. It's really not. Just what do dudes like? Dudes like sports, alcohol,
women,
drugs, sex, gambling, all the vices. That's how you reach them. You're not going to reach them with syntax. Nobody can even spell the word syntax, much less define it.
You certainly can't.
I damn sure can't. S-Y-N-T-A-X.
Speaking with American men, a strategic plan. And whoever wrote that should be fired immediately.
Can you imagine what James Carville was thinking as he read his New York Times while he was sipping bourbon at 10 in the morning? He probably threw his glass right off the wall.
Syntax. Ain't nobody know what a syntax is. Anybody who, not just him, but Bill Maher, any of these guys who are just trying to help the Democrats move forward are just like, they just don't get it. They just don't get it.
I'll go on record right now for the 2026 midterms.
Yeah.
As long as the economy is slowly progressing, Trump doesn't even have to hit it out of the park. Republicans don't need to nail it down 100%. Just be going in the right direction, which, by the way, Memorial Day weekend, lowest gas prices since May of 2021. And then I saw AAA tweeted this out. When you adjust it for inflation, on average, lowest gas prices in two decades. It's a start. 855-839-1210. We'll come back, wrap up the 6 o'clock hour. The Biden proof of life presidency. The plan is exposed. You don't have to buy Jake Tapper's book. I'm going to give you two paragraphs that will sum it up about how scary it could have been for the next 4 years.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
It's amazing.
Wow. He's clapping now. You know he's very uncomfortable.
He just can't. He just can't.
That'll do it. Can't. Marco Rubio has surpassed him on 2028 nominee options. Vance 1, Rubio 2, DeSantis 12th.
Again, his approval rating in Florida is great, but I don't know.
Yeah.
that's a nice microcosm of Tampa, and maybe, I don't know.
I'm wondering if wrestling fans differ from UFC fans. Trump walks into UFC, place goes nuts.
If Trump walked in there, it would be a completely
totally different
yes,
room.
100%.
Yeah, you're probably
DeSantis
right.
is just not likable.
He's just not. He's not. No. It makes you really wonder, do you want guys that are policy champions that get results, or do you want guys that are likable, that you can relate to? DeSantis is just not relatable.
Yeah.
Rough around the edges, awkward, weird, hell of a governor. Yeah. I love the guy for what he does, but man, you talk about trying to find that it factor. If Trump has it in spades, DeSantis can't find it if it fell on his face. It's unbelievable.
One more time, Sean.
Let's hear it.
And it's not like a few people.
No, that's
they
like
saying you suck.
You suck. Yeah.
You suck.
Ooh.
Wow.
And wrestling that's directed toward him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep. All right, let's get to this. I find this to be amazing. This is actually kind of scary. So the Biden book, written by Jake Tapper, Alex Thompson of Axios, came out last Tuesday. So it's been out for, I believe, a week now. And new excerpts are being, you know, released. People are writing columns based on a paragraph here, a paragraph there. And I thought this was fascinating. Headline, Biden Proof of Life Presidency Plan was exposed in explosive new book. A longtime aide for Joe Biden said the plan was for the former president to, quote,
show proof of life every once in a while in a second term while his advisors mostly ran the country. That according to the writer of the book, Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson. Quote, this is a exchange from Sunday's, I'm assuming a lot of people were not paying attention to Sunday morning news shows on a Memorial Day holiday weekend, but Shannon Bream hosted her highly rated successful Fox show on Sunday morning. She had Alex Thompson on the show, which is nice because we played to you a lot of clips over the last week of Jake Tapper with Alex Thompson just sitting next to him, not speaking, well, just kind of going along for the ride.
Well, this weekend, actually, as I was pulling clips for today's show, Alex Thompson got a lot of airtime this weekend.
Okay.
So maybe Jake took Memorial Day weekend off.
Yeah, Jake did his tour, and now they send the backup quarterback. Yeah, and let the backup quarterback get some
stats.
Yeah,
exactly.
So here's the quote in the exchange between Shannon Bream and Alex Thompson. You quote a longtime Biden aide basically admitting he shouldn't be running again. They said to you on page 85, he just had to win, and then he could disappear again for 4 years. He'd only have to show proof of life every once in a while. His aides could pick up the slack. Who would have been running the White House in a second Biden term? Question mark. Thompson replied, well, this person went on to say that when you're voting for a president, you're voting for the aides around him. But these aides were not even Senate-confirmed aides. These are White House aides. These were unelected people. And one of the things that I really think comes out in our reporting here is that if you believe, and I think a lot of these people do sincerely believe, that Donald Trump was and is an existential threat to democracy, you can rationalize anything, including sometimes doing undemocratic things, which I think is what this person is talking about. One revolved around Biden's mobility, they go on to say. He had deteriorated to such a point that advisors seriously considered, quote, putting him in a wheelchair during the campaign, but then deemed the optics, quote, politically untenable. I want to go back to what Shannon Bream says to Alex Thompson about, well, who would have been running the White House in a second Biden term? That's scary enough to think about. Yeah. But who was running the White House in Biden's first term? If this guy, I mean, think about this, Dawn. They wanted to do a proof of life every once in a while second term. So what are they going to do? Roll him out quarterly every 3 months? Have him wave, smile, give one of his little jokes where he looks up at the balcony and says, don't jump! And then put him back on mothballs for 90 days? This was our, this just really goes to show you how compromised the last 4 years were. Forget the way they attacked us, censored us, you know, with COVID, with free speech, with social media, with mandates and civil rights and your liberties and things like that. I mean, this was Joe Biden behind the scenes, not even orchestrating and pulling the strings. A bunch of unelected, unconfirmed people. When you vote for a president, you're voting for that guy, his plan, his operation. You can say what you want about a lot of politicians, specifically with Donald Trump. You know it's a Trump production. There's no deep state coordinating Donald Trump's every move. Joe Biden was merely the face on the dollar bill while everybody else was coordinating everything behind the scenes. He was a puppet. This is scary.
It is, and it's so true what you say, but, you know, everybody's criticizing the Biden. Oh, he forgot the names of people. In this book, Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson, oh, this huge investigative report. It's such a good book. But the problem is Original Sin never names names. So if you're saying that you're doing this expose and you want to tell us who was running the country and what was really going on, then name some names.
Good point.
They don't name a name. That's your original sin, Jake Tapper. Tell us who was doing this. Who was orchestra? Who was the puppeteer?
Right.
So they're expecting us to. That's why I was going to buy the book. I was, because I thought I should read it.
I'm fascinated by it. I'm really tempted, Dawn. I just don't want to pay for it.
But they never name names.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to.
Do you know what
that.
I'm saying? And that was the tipping point for me.
Right.
I was like, wait a minute. You know, they want us to buy the book. If they name names that I'm going to hand it to them, right? They did all this investigative work.
Yeah.
But if they're not naming who and they have all these anonymous sources, whatever. It's like, you're the original sin. You didn't name who was it.
So what do you think that is? Behind the scenes? You think these are aides that are still actively employed that don't want to sabotage the rest of their career in politics?
Well, that, sure. Yeah. I mean, but that's just it, right?
Right.
Somebody, who is it? Give us one name.
Mm-hmm. I want to know who is signing, who's using the auto pen. That's what I really want to know. Mm-hmm. That was putting a name on policy and laws and things that were voted for, passed through the Senate, passed through the House, reaches Joe's desk. We know how a bill comes to fruition. Final step, boom. Who's that? Was that Nancy Pelosi? Was that Jill? Was that Chuck Schumer? Is that Barack Obama? Who was the one ultimately as the CEO, the head coach, so to speak? Because we know that Biden was merely nothing more than a puppet. He was a mascot. He was the face, but he was not the brains or anything else of the operation. So, or lack thereof. 855-839-1210. If you want to jump in, Dawn's got news to kick off hour number two. We also have two good stories to get to before we get to the cut sheet. I saw this interesting story about the top 20 toughest jobs in America. We're going to get into that, have a little fun with that. And then also, Brittany Griner, you might remember her. She was in a Russian penal colony for marijuana. And then Joe Biden and Kamala Harris said, you give us Brittany Griner, WNBA mediocre basketball player, back, and we will give you Victor Boot, a deadly Russian arms dealer. Well, Brittany Griner's back in the news for all the wrong reasons. We'll give you the details on the other side. Kale and Company, hour two is next.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.